This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I am in Haripur, my ancestral village or town, you can call it. And this place behind me is a very special place. It has historical value for myself, for my family in particular, and for the people of Pakistan in general, and the Sikh community also, right? Why? This fortress was called Har Kishangarh. It was made by a Sikh general called Hari Singh Nalwa. And it is after his name, this particular city is called today Haripur. Hari Singh Nalwa was born in 1791, and he rose through ranks and was promoted to become a general for Maharaja Ranjit Singh, the Maharaja of Punjab. And cut the long story short, Hari Singh Nalwa was sent to this Hazara region to subdue the local tribesmen who were resisting the Sikh rule in the local area, in this particular area. And part of those local tribesmen were my ancestors, my direct ancestors. In fact, my great-grandfather's great-grandfather was directly involved in resisting the Sikh rule in this particular area called the Hazara region of Pakistan. It is very close to the Kashmir territory, and it is also very close to the capital, Islamabad. We are about 70 kilometers away from the capital, right? And this is the fortress which Hari Singh Nalwa made to subdue the local tribesmen. Maharaja Ranjit Singh had sent about three generals to subdue this area. I will be posting the article with some details in the description and the comment section for your further perusal. For now, I just want to explain very quickly that this was a very important fortress made by a very important general working in the 19th century, in the early 19th century, for the Sikh Maharaja, the ruler of Punjab, Maharaja Ranjit Singh. This particular fortress was made in 1821 to subdue the local tribesmen. In fact, there's a story about this particular fortress that one of the local chiefs of the Karnal people, or the Karnal people, was kept here by the Sikhs, and at night the local tribesmen, led by one of my ancestors and their chiefs, invaded or attacked the fortress, and they picked him up with the chains and the frame, the wooden frame he was tied to with the chains. They picked him up and they took him outside, because they didn't have the time to untie him in there. They took him outside and they broke the chains and freed him. His name was Sardar Nawab Khan, the brother of Sardar Hasan Ali Khan, who is mentioned in the article in the description. So this is a very important fortress, not only for Muslims, but also for Sikhs, because Sikhs regard very highly this person I'm talking about. Hari Singh Nalwa was a very important figure in Sikh history, of course. And for that reason, I think the government of Pakistan needs to pay more attention to monuments like this, to promote them so that people from around the world can come and visit. This was the ditch made by the people then. Every time the fortress was attacked or was under threat, this ditch would be filled with water. So if you follow me very quickly, I want to show you inside. I want to go inside and explain a bit more history. So Sardar Nawab Khan, who was a Karnal chief from the current day hills of Abbottabad or Haveli region in the Hazara plain, he was kept by the Sikhs in this particular fortress. The Sikh generals faced stiff resistance in this area. In fact, three of their main generals, or three of the chiefs who invaded this territory with their leaders, three of these chiefs, including Sardar Amar Singh Majitia, was killed not very far from here. So even Hari Singh Nalwa was nearly killed by local tribesmen here. So for that reason, to subdue them, this particular fortress was made in this territory called Haripur today. So this is the city of Haripur, and it is called Haripur after Hari Singh Nalwa, because he made this fortress called Har Kishangarh. It was initially called Har Kishangarh. Today it is a tehsil office, which means for local administration. Administrators have offices here. And this was the treasury, by the way. That building there was the treasury, where the treasure was kept. So It is still very much intact. It can still be preserved. My request is from the Pakistani government to rescue this place, take care of it, and market it, advertise it for the Sikh community in particular and for others in general, to tell the story. What happened here? Why was this fortress made? Who fought the Sikhs? Why were the Sikhs resisted when they came into this territory, following on from the Mughals and the Durranis? The Sikhs took this territory from the Durrani chiefs who were governing this territory at the time. So why were the Sikhs here, and why were they resisted, and who was resisting them, and what was the history around this fortress, this very important fortress? The history is very important for the Sikhs as well as the Muslims of the area, and it can tell us a lot. Thank you so much for watching. There's more content coming your way. Assalamu alaikum.